Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get on a legend. A lot of stuff to ask him. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
All right, Howard, I just want to begin. I'm trying to pitch you right now. Do you have on the fancy ring the Eagles gave you last Thursday?
No, it is not on now.
Right.
But it was when I saw Matt Ryan yesterday. I wanted to rub it in a little bit.
Oh, that's not right.
All right. Did you flash it in front of Matt Ryan, Howard?
Yes.
Oh, that seems inappropriate.
Yeah, but he was fine. He's a good guy. We played golf together. So I didn't wear a plane. Oh, but I showed it to him before. And he should have had one the year before.
I know it. No, he had a 25-point lead, yeah. Howard. It's got to kill him.
Did he flash his paycheck back to you?
No, but he took care of the caddies.
There you go.
All right, he did. Howard, I got to be honest with you. We're all very perplexed by the way Gabe Kapler is handling his bullpen.
He's brutal.
Give us your thoughts on what he's doing here and how the hell he's winning with this.
He's winning because, and I've said this consistently, usually managers of baseball don't win games. They only lose games. Now, we can identify games that he's lost. It is really almost impossible and difficult to identify games he has won because he has not managed. I don't even know what he's doing. The computer's like blowing up now.
Yep.
It's awful. I think when you look at this more and more, they can't win a World Series with Gabe Kapler as the manager. He has to be holding down the fort until they move on to the next manager.
You're moving on already, Howard.
Well,
they're 6 over .500 in his rookie year, and you don't see him as a long-term solution.
It doesn't. Do you really think this team can be successful? We saw how different the playoffs are in basketball. Do you really think if they make the playoffs, and I don't think they will, I think they're going to be in it until the end. That's just the way the wild card's set up. But do you really think he can manage a game to win in a playoff situation when the teams are better, things are more difficult? Do you really think that? I don't.
I don't see it. I don't know what he's doing. Howard, I always thought they used stats. There can't be stats that tell you Jake Thompson pitching in the ninth and tenth inning is smart.
Well, remember, he used up his bullpen before in Milwaukee, so he was really kind of stuck. He couldn't use Sir Anthony Dominguez because he had pitched, I think, two straight days.
Right.
So he couldn't use him, so he was stuck. Neris, finally, they got out of Dodge. I like the explanation he gave. He's just going to get himself together in the minor leagues. Well, that's a good thing. You can't even listen to him anymore. Again, I know he's a nice guy. I know he's polite to everybody. And he's great to everybody. But you can't listen to him anymore, and you can't watch it. But you're right about the game being boring.
Oh.
All it is walks and strikeouts and an occasional home run. An occasional home run.
Yeah.
What is exciting about that? Realize the Phillies just, and I still say they can't hit regardless of what happened on Sunday. They had two hits after the first inning last night. Oh. Two hits. And the bullpen, I don't even know what the hell he's doing anymore. I have no idea what he's doing. But no, I am not. I am not a Gabe Kapler fan. As a person, as a manager, he sucks.
Let me move to the next thing because I'm seeing something happening within us here this morning, Howard, that's fascinating to me. Rhea Hughes has never been a harsh critic of Matt Klentak. But when the trade went down with the Nationals in Kansas City yesterday, and the Nationals got a great closer, Herrera, to add to their already great closer, Doolittle, Rhea, you said, when the hell is Klentak stepping up, right?
They got to jump on their competition.
Yeah.
They got for three prospects not ranked in the top 10, and Kapler needs help. I can't blame every decision he makes in late innings just on Kapler.
All right, so Howard, Kapler's finally under pressure. I mean, Klentak's under pressure here to do something, isn't he?
Well, but here's what you have to understand. They went off course They drove off the road when they signed Santana, and Arrieta's okay. I mean, it's only money, but Santana screwed up what really is your future first baseman. Hoskins should not be playing left field. He should be playing first.
Yep.
So they kind of put some more offense in there and added a little pitching. But you can't trade, but really all they gave up were draft picks.
Yep.
You can't trade young players for a team, let's face it, they're not going, if they make the playoffs, the one game wild card game, if they make that, that's a gift. But they don't have the team, and I don't think you trade young players for the opportunity just to make one game and then screw up your future. You can't trade young players for the hope. You got to go with what you have and hope you have a decent season. Believe it or not, I agree with him. We all want to make trades to make the team better, but you can't give up young players knowing you're really not going to get there in the end. The ultimate prize is to get to the World Series. Well, the ultimate prize is to win it. But if you there, that would be great. They just don't have that team, and I don't think you give up young players to get there.
Now, if you've followed the amazing career of Howard Eskin, you know that he was Vegas Vic at the Daily News. He is very savvy in the gambling field. So, Howard, a couple of things I want to run by you. One is, could you give me the odds as you see them for LeBron James signing as a free agent with the Sixers?
12-1.
Wow, that's almost no chance, huh?
Here is the misconception and the misnomer.
Right.
And I heard you talking yesterday, I guess it was with Tom Moore, Simmons is friends with LeBron.
Yep.
That is nonsense.
No.
That is total nonsense. They have the same agent. And the reason they do that is that company is owned by LeBron, and he hired Simmons' sister while he was in high school. So you know where he was going when he had representation. And the agent knows that LeBron and Simmons can't play together and be effective. So you would hurt Simmons by putting him off the ball. I don't know, you maybe help LeBron, but I just don't see, they're smarter than that. And they're really not friends. They just have the same agent.
So you're saying that the agent would actually be against them being together.
Yeah, because I don't think you'd make Simmons. LeBron's already going to get his money. Simmons will get a max contract, too, when he comes up. But you don't want to, as it is, he can't shoot. And if you take him off the ball, he's even less effective. And I know LeBron says, well, he'd be happy playing off the ball. There's not a chance.
All right,
he'd be happy playing
here's the
off
other
the
one.
Ball.
Here's the and there, let me. Howard's strong in every sport, but football, man, there's expertise there.
Yeah,
Howard, okay. I was at Borgata when they opened the sports book, legal betting now, and up on the board, Eagles repeat as champions 8-1. Should I take that deal? Should I go 8-1? Maybe throw in a C note or 1,000 or something big, because I get 8 times back if they make it.
You should throw in a couple of C notes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the 8-1 is a good number.
It's a good number.
Bad number. It's a good number.
Okay.
And the other thing you got to be careful of, and I think by accident you guys were talking about it, Monmouth and Borgata will have different numbers.
Yeah,
you're going to find people shopping the prices because Borgata has the MGM numbers. And Monmouth, and there's going to be other places that use other lines. You're probably going to get better odds right now at the Borgata. So I would bet. Hey, listen, you're taking a shot anyway. They have a good team. I think they win the division. If they get home field's the whole game. That's the whole game. And that's the only reason the Patriots got to so many Super Bowls. They played in such a brutal division. They always beat those teams, and they had extra wins to have the home field. So if the Eagles get home field, and I think they have a chance to do that by winning the division, you'd like to get both games. I think it's who else would you take? Everybody's going to bet the Rams. I don't know what the Rams number was because everybody thinks the Rams are good. I just don't know that their quarterback, Goff's good. I just don't think, you look at the quarterback, and the Eagles have a better quarterback situation, I think, than the Rams.
Well, let me do one more because he was Vegas Vic out. Odds that Carson Wentz starts game one of the new season.
I wouldn't put up. I I am hesitant to give you good odds only because, not because he physically, Mother Nature is the one that rules that.
Right.
Because he physically, you say he might be ready, and Doug Peterson has said when he's 100%. And that's what you have to wait for, 100%. Because you don't want to risk the injury. I would not bet on Carson. I want him to start the first game. You want him. Everybody wants
him. But the odds are against it, you're saying.
I think because of caution. Caution will change that. So if he misses the first one or two games, I'm okay with that with Nick Foles because I want to make sure he's ready, not just for the year. He's a quarterback that's going to take the Eagles to another Super Bowl. They will be to another Super Bowl sometime in the next 2 years. Now, if it's this year, that's great. Teams that win the Super Bowl have a better chance to go back to the Super Bowl. Do you know the teams that lost the Super Bowl the following year when they got back are 0-4?
Right.
Teams that won the Super Bowl, when they get back, and this is since 1980, they're 7-0. They have a better chance to get back after you win a Super Bowl. So I would
I'm a little worried that if they keep winning Super Bowls, you're going to run out of fingers, you know, for the race.
That's all right. And I don't want to have to apologize for that either.
Right, no.
I worked this year with a second-degree hamstring tear and a broken leg.
I didn't know that. You did all these health updates, and you didn't even mention yourself?
No, because I was never a game time.
Yeah, you want to keep that quiet,
Howard.
No,
how? He had a second-degree hamstring, and he kept playing. He kept announcing.
Yeah, I like the way he kept it quiet.
Yeah, he kept that on the wraps, Howard.
Good job, Howard. It's not about you, right, buddy? It's about the team.
Hey, Howard, you're the best, man. The best.
Keith, would you play with a broken leg? Christmas night, I got a broken leg. So, but I another five.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
He's a hockey player.
Howard Eskin, thank you, sir. Once again, audio gold.
What's the odds that Vegas Vic makes a comeback?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.